I'm very grateful and very thankful that we can have an opportunity to share with you.
今天我要讲的题目是该隐的难题与压力。
And today we'll talk about the Cain's difficulty, dilemma, and the pressure.
该隐的故事，我想很多人都很熟悉。
Many people are very familiar with the story of Cain.
我们能不能一起，我知道我只有中文的 PowerPoint 啊，我们能不能一起用中文来读一下这个经文？
So I know I'm the only have the Chinese PowerPoint, but let's read the Chinese verses together.
好，我们一起来诵读哈。那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕生了该隐。他说：“我靠耶和华得了一个男人。”他又生了该隐的弟弟亚伯。 亚伯是牧羊的该隐是他用地的，过了一个时，该隐拿地里的出产为公物献给耶和华，亚伯也把他的羊群中头生的羊和脂肪献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的公物，却看不中该隐和他的公物，该隐就非常生气，沉下脸来。 耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么生气呢？你为什么来呢？你若做得对，岂不扬起头来吗？你若做得不对，罪就伏在面前。他想要控制你，你却要制服他。”该隐和他弟弟亚伯说话，二人正在回，把他杀了。 对该隐说：“你弟弟亚伯在哪里？”他说：“我不知道。我岂是看守我弟弟的吗？”耶和华说：“你做了什么事呢？你弟弟的血和声音从地里向我哀号。现在你必从这地受咒诅，你耕种土地，他不再为你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。” 这个是人的问题啊。在这个伊甸园里，人堕落了之后呢，表面看起来好像没有什么很明显的问题。After
the fall, even the Garden of Eden, on the surface seems we have no issues.
但是呢，其实里面呢是问题重重的。But
underneath there is a lot of problems.
表面呢，他们既然是仍然是能够结婚生育，然后这个小孩成长工作，他们甚至能够敬拜神，一天过一天。And
on the surface, they have a rare raise the children and growing up, work and worship and continue just day by day.
里面呢，却是很多很多的问题。But
inside, there's a lot of problems.
就好像我们今天一样，很多人的痛苦是埋在心里的。And
very often, our pain is hiding inside.
是说不出来的。And
we cannot talk about it.
也是没有人知道。And
nobody know.
那这些问题呢，当时是这样，今天还是这样。And
even though back then was like that, now today is the same.
我们呢，表面可能看起来都很好。
On the surface, we all look great.
但是我们里面其实有很多的问题。
But inside, we're a lot of pain.
该隐呢，是一个很好的例子。And
Cain is a perfect example.
我们今天来看看该隐的问题。
And we'll look at his problem.
那该隐呢，有一个很特殊的一个地位啊。
He has a very special status.
因为他是第一个生下来的人。And
he was the first person was born.
因为呢，这个亚当跟夏娃是被创造出来的。
Adam and Eve was created.
但是该隐呢，是生下来的。
And Cain was born.
他是第一个。
And he was number one.
他生下来的时候，他母亲非常高兴啊。
I'm sure that Eve was very excited.
他说呢，我靠了神得着了一个男人。
And because I have depended on God, so I receive a son.
如果你读这个解经书呢，它其实这句话里面含义很多的。
And so if you read the there's a lot of meaning in this verse.
我们中文的翻译呢，就是说感谢神，我借着神的能力。 生下了一个男人。And
for Chinese, interpretation said, yeah, I'm dependent on the God, and then now I got a son.
那么这个生下来的第一个人是该隐。And
the first person is Cain.
那该隐当然这个地位就很特殊了。
So he has very special status.
那为什么当时还有其他的人呢？圣经就没有告诉我们了。
And there's other men that the Bible did not really talk about it.
那么这个该隐生下来之后呢，他这个家里面很多的矛盾啊。
And there was a lot of conflict in the family.
圣经呢并没有很详细的描述这个家庭的矛盾。
And the Bible did not describe the conflicts.
但是呢，他用很简单的话语呢，给我们知道其实。圣经是想要告诉我们说，就是在第一个家庭的 first family 里面呢，都是有很多的问题的。
And so even the Bible actually is trying to tell us there's a lot of issues and problems in the first family.
我们有问题呢，不需要太难过。
And sometimes we have problems, we don't need to be too sorrow.
我们是难过，但是不需要太难过。
And we need to be sometimes sorry, but not to overdo it.
但是我们也不需要把它完全的隐瞒。
And but we don't need to hide it.
因为呢，我相信哈，今天早上我在主日学讲，我们相信说能够把心里的困难、家里的困难分享出来，那就是医治的第一步了。
And very is the first step to is willing to share our issues.
那圣经里面描述这个该隐的问题在哪里呢
？And so where is the problem with the Cain?
他的问题呢，就是兄弟之间有相争啊。
And there's a fight between his brothers.
两个人呢之间有这个竞争的表现。
And there's a competition between those two brothers.
那么为什么兄弟之间要有竞争了
？And why the two brothers have this competition?
圣经没有很详细的描述。
The Bible did not describe it.
看起来呢，就是为了成就。
And maybe it's for the accomplishment.
这个成就呢，就是该隐所献的礼物没有被神接纳，那就是不成就了。
It was not very accept the king has offer, and the God did not like it.
然后呢，这个亚伯献的被神接受了。
And but Abel offer, and God was pleased.
那这个呢，是亚伯的成就大过这个该隐。
And so appear to be that Abel's accomplishment seems higher than his brother.
那么我们呢就可以其他的可以猜想了，那究竟这个两个兄弟之间有没有竞争为了得到父母的关爱呢
？So we're not sure that whether there's a brother's rivalry trying to get the parents' attention.
很可能有啊。
Maybe there's a possibility.
圣经没有讨论的事情不等于就不存在啊。
And even though the Bible didn't talk about, but that doesn't mean didn't happen.
今天兄弟姐妹在家里面争宠，这个是一个很严重的问题啊。
Very often the sister brothers in the family want to get the parents to get the favoritism.
还很多的时候呢，一个人这个一生里面要背负的重担，就是他觉得自己没有被父母来宠爱。
And very often, someone bear a heavy responsibility because they feel that the parent did not accept them.
那么这个该隐跟亚伯有没有？我不知道。
I'm not sure if Cain has the same issue with Abel.
但最少呢，这个兄弟之间成就的斗争跟父母关心还是宠爱他们。这两个呢是很多兄弟里面的姐妹里面的争斗。
But no, we know this is very common in the families.
然后呢，这个因此呢，彼此之间的关系就是一个嫉妒跟比较的关系。
So you know their relationship turn to jealous and compare.
那这个问题呢，很多时候啊，这个父母呢会把他这个问题呢严重化的。
And so the parents will even do worse than to.Make it more serious.
很多父母呢，自觉不自觉之间呢，就把这个兄弟来比较，姐妹来比较。
The parents unconsciously will compare their children.
他说啊，你看他怎么好法
？And they will say, "Yeah, look at this son, so great."
为什么你不能像他呢
？Why can't you be like your brother?
你为什么不能像别人这么好呢
？And why can't you be like the other person?
为什么你不能？这个比别人长得更漂亮呢
？And why can you be prettier than than others？
所以呢，这种的比较啊，就造成了这个心里面的不愉快了。
And so it causes very unpleasant feeling when the parents compare their children to others。
这种事情呢，不用说得太明白的了。
And so you don't really have to really explain。
但是呢，你可以感受得到。
But you can sense it。
有一次有一个母亲，不是我的母亲，有一个母亲呢，她去这个，我母亲其实常常把我来跟别人比较，不过这个不是我要讲的。这个有一个母亲呢，她有一次呢去在别人的家住。
And so one mother was living someone's home.
因为她去一个地方去visit, 她就住在人的家里面。
So she visited the friend and stayed their home.
那这个家庭的这个女主人呢, 对她很好。
And so the owner of the housewife was treating her well.
每一件事情呢, 都为她设想。
And to take care of her thoroughly.
你知道呢, 有些人比较会做这个, Hosts, 有些人比较不会做。
And some people have more hospitality, some people don't.
她回家之后呢,
So when she went back home,
她就常常称赞这个人呢, 非常好, 对她非常好。
So really very, she complimented that, the housewife, that how she treated her.
然后呢, 这个事情被她的这个儿子的妻子啊, 就是她的媳妇听到了。
And so when her daughter-in-law heard about it,
这个事情呢, 就造成很多的矛盾了。
And caused a lot of conflict in the family.
这些事情呢, 是每个家庭里面可能都出现的事情。
And this may occur in every single family.
无论怎么样, 我相信呢, 在这个该隐跟亚伯的家庭里面也会产生。
And so no matter what, so this happened in the family of Cain and Abel.
我这个猜想呢, 理由就是因为呢, 不然的话, 为什么后来该隐会这么强烈的来 要杀掉他的弟弟呢?
And so I'm just guessing why Cain has such a strong reaction want to kill his brother.
如果不是家里面有这个一直隐藏的这种的斗争啊, 大概这个效果不会爆发出来的。
So probably there's a hidden comparison in the family already.
因为很多的事情呢, 如果你把它讲出来呢, 这个可能这个一直都有争吵, 但是不会爆发。
And very often, if you talk about it, then maybe you have a fight, but you're not going to explode.
但是你如果把它隐藏起来呢, 等到某一个时候, 这个压力太大了, 就会爆发的。
So if you continue to hide it and without talk about it, one day it's going to explode.
好, 那所以呢, 这个是我的推想了, 我想呢, 这个家庭里面, 有这种的矛盾, 应该是很清楚的事情。
So we know that there's a conflict in this family.
那么, 除了家庭的问题, 当然还有自己的问题啊。
So beside the family issue, there's also his own issue.
为认为神不接纳自己, 神对自己不公平, 这个是我们很多时候有的问题。
Very often, this is our own issue as well. We think the God does not accept us, and God is unfair.
你觉得神对别人比你对你好。
God treats others better than treating you.
那我们自己呢, 可以来 查看一下是不是这样。
We need to inspect ourselves. Is that true?
那有时候呢, 我们看到别人成功, 自己心里面呢, 就有点难过了。
And so we get very upset when we see other people more successful.
你觉得呢, 为什么我不能, 为什么我失去这些机会来, 达到成就, 他们却可以有这样的成功。
Why I lose the opportunity to become successful and other people can't?
我有这样的机会, 但是我没有用。
And I had an opportunity, but I didn't use it.
那所以呢, 这个就造成呢, 很多对自己的不接纳了。
And so result of not accepting yourself.
那知道自己是错还是对的, 但是呢, 无办法去实行啊。
Another problem is know is right and wrong, but does not have ability to accomplish it.
你看这个该隐明显知道杀弟弟是错的。
And Cain knows killing his brother is wrong.
为什么他知道呢? 因为神问他的时候他遮盖啊。
And so why did he know? Because of that he tried to hide it from God.
如果他不知道这个是错的, 为什么他要遮盖呢?
If he didn't know that was wrong, why did he want to hide it?
他遮盖就是证明他知道这个事情是不好的。
Because he knew it was wrong.
但是他没有办法, 没有这个能力去做对的事情。
But he could not do things right.
我们常常都有这样的困难。
So we have those difficulties as well.
然后呢, 他很容易发怒啊。
And he was very easy to have a hot temper.
他的这个憎恨跟这个喜爱好像是很强烈的。
Has a very strong feeling of a hatred and dislike.
那当然有些人是这样, 有些人不是这样了。
And sometimes certain people are like that, some people are not.
有些人的这个表现呢是比较强烈的。
And some people has a very strong expression.
有些人呢是比较温和的。
And some people is very mild.
那他的这个感觉感情的这个冒出来呢不是他自己一定能够控制的。
And you couldn't control his emotional when he service.
但是无论怎么样他没有能力去爱。
And no matter what, he had no ability to love.
我们去爱别人呢，这个是一个圣经里面讲说呢，是一个行动。
And so in the Bible teaches us when we love is an action.
爱呢，不单是一个感觉。
It's not only the emotion.
圣经里面呢，是有讲爱应该是感觉，但是呢，它的强调点好像在行动。
It's not only it's a feeling, it's an action.
所以呢该隐呢他可能知道应该去爱但是他没有爱。
And Cain knew he needed to love, but he couldn't do it.
所以该隐有很多的问题啊。
So Cain had a lot of problems.
有些是他自己要负责的。
And some he had to be responsible.
有些是环境造成他这样的。
And some of the issue was caused by the environment.
好那么这个两个兄弟呢就来献祭了。
And so two brothers offer to God.
那么圣经没有讲说为什么在那个时候他们要献祭。
And the Bible did not teach about why they want to make an offer at that time.
一般的想法就是说呢，他们想要与神来沟通，来敬拜。
And so in general that they want to worship God, they want to have a communication.
那么这个祭物呢，这个照我知道哈，我不是我，其实我完全不懂这个原文，但是照我知道呢，他用的词呢是 minha.
And so it's minha using that word.
不是呢，献赎罪祭，赎罪祭有另外一个名词叫 ziba。
It's not offering the sin offering。
那么，为什么神看中亚伯的礼物，却看不中该隐的礼物呢
？Why the God, the Lord look with a favor on Abel on his offering, not Cain's offering？
两千年来啊，教会两千年来有许多的讨论。
And so last 2,000 years, there's many discussions。
第一呢你要知道呢圣经其实没有告诉我们如何知道神其实是接纳亚伯的祭物。
And so the Bible actually did not really say why the God accept Abel's offering.
How God, what evidence is there to show that God accepted Abel's offering? 圣经没有告诉我们啊。
So the Bible didn't really explain it.
圣经没有告诉我们有什么证据说神不接受该隐的礼物。
And so the Bible did not explain that why God did not accept Cain's offering.
你小的时候看这些图书哈。
And so when you were little, you were reading comics.
你看到呢这个话说呢这个天上有火下来把这个亚伯的祭物烧掉了。
And so you see the children's Bible book and talk about there's a fire coming from heaven and burn the Abel's offering.
然后呢，这个该隐的祭物呢放在那里，一直都没有火从天上下来烧掉它。
But there's no fire to burn the Cain's offering.
哦，那我们就知道说呢，神接纳了这个亚伯的祭物，而不接纳该隐的祭物。
So we interpret the God accept.Abel's offering, not Cain's.
但这个是画图书的人的想象啊。
But that's the imagination of the person who.
圣经并没有讲哎。
So Bible did not.
那圣经里面其实很多没有讲的事情呢，是叫人很困惑的哦。
Very often the thing did not talk about actually very positive.
其实呢，我认为呢，圣经里面不讲的事情呢，造成我们很多的问题啊。
And so there caused a lot of issues because the Bible actually did not explain.
无论如何
，No matter what.
该隐知道他的礼物没有被接受，亚伯知道他的礼物被接受了。
And so Cain knows that his offering did not, the God did not look favor.
好，那我们现在要讨论的就是为什么神接纳亚伯而不接纳该隐的礼物。
And so why, God has like the what, Abel offering, not Cain's.
那这三千两千多年，你如果提。加上犹太人自己的讨论，那就是几千年的讨论了。
And there's a few thousand years to talk about this problem.
这几千年来讨论呢，没有答案啊。
And so there was no answer.
基本上面呢，我想呢有三个解释。
In general, there are three explanations.
最好呢，我们看圣经的时候呢，不要觉得有一个解释。
And so when we read the Bible, not necessarily there's only one answer.
圣经呢，有些时候有一个解释。
And sometimes there's a Definitely is one answer.
绝大部分的时候呢，不是一个解释的。
And very often there's more than one answer.
那么我们来看看这三个解释啊。
And let's look three explanations.
第一个解释呢，就是亚伯的礼物是羊，所以这个是一个礼物的问题。
And so talk about actually has to do with the gifts because Abel offered the sheep.
那么礼物的分别就造成神接纳。
So that difference of the gift, the Lord looked with a favor on Abel and not Cain.
那这个礼物有什么分别啦?
And what's the difference between the offering?
亚伯的礼物是羊,
and so the actually Abel offer sheep.
这个羊有血有脂油,
and there's a fat, there's a blood.
是旧约里面常常用来，不是常常，是唯一用来做赎罪祭的礼物。
And so that's the only time they use it as a sin offering.
所以呢，神喜悦，因为这个是对的礼物。
So the Lord looked with a favor because that's a right offering.
相反呢，该隐的礼物是属地的。
On the contrary, the Cain's offering is from the ground.
是从地里面生出来的。
And it's from the ground.
是属世的。
And it's belong to the earth.
那你看解经书呢，最多是这个解释。
And most of the time, that's what the explanation.
从很多的解释的里面呢，很多人就说，哦，这个是。 对的解释,
and very often people say that this is the only right answer.
那我希望呢，我们读圣经，我们都是有教育的人嘛。
So we're very educated.
我们有教育的人应该用神给我们的头脑。
So we need to use what the brain that God gave it to us.
如果你看自己是一个不识字的老太婆呢，那就是不对的了。
But if you think you do not know how to read, then that's then, yeah, let it go.
你应该 看自己是神给你有很多的知识跟分辨能力的。
And God give you the discernment and also give you the knowledge to help
you
to.
所以第一个解释呢，就是礼物的问题。
And the first is that has to do with the gift offering.
你看解经书里面呢，绝大部分就是用时间来解释为什么这个礼物是神所喜悦的，那个礼物是神所不喜悦的。
So very often the explanation is the Lord look with a favor on Abel, not Cain's.
那这个在华人教会的里面呢，这100多年华人教会的解释都是这个解释。
So for the last 100 years, the Chinese church uses this explanation.
我从小在教会里面，主日学开始就听这个解释。
And so when I was in the Sunday school, that I heard about this explanation.
后来我才知道呢，因为这个是 Scofield Reference Bible, 这斯可夫圣经的解释。
And this came from Scofield Reference Bible.
那斯可夫圣经呢，是早一代的传道人这个。 必读的一个经典的书啊。
And so that was earlier for all the pastors, they have to read their reference Bible.
那现在当然呢，教会里面从来没听过 Scofield Reference Bible.
So now we don't even hear about Scofield Reference Bible.
我家里面有一本，我特别去找出来呢，查这个故事的。
So I have one at home, so I even study it.
斯可夫圣经的教导就造成了整代一代几代华人教会呢接受这个解释。
So because the teaching has taught many generations of Christians.
所以呢，华人教会接受的解释呢是权威性的。
And so that has authority in the Chinese church.
这个人这样解，因为他有权威，我们就相信了。
Because he has authority, that's why we believe him.
背后有什么理由？不管。
And so what's behind it?
这个是所谓标准的答案。
So this is a standardized answer.
要改变中国教会这种的想法很困难的。
And it's very hard to change the thinking in the Chinese church.
无论怎么样，第一个解释就是因为这个是祭物不一样，所以神喜悦某一个祭物，不喜悦另外一个祭物。
So because the offering is different, so God like one than the other.
第二个祭物，第二个解释呢，就是这个是心态的问题啊。And
the second explanation have to do with mentality.
你是用什么的心态来献这个祭的？
And what's the mentality that you're making the offering?
亚伯献祭的时候用的心态是一个信心的心态。
And so the Abel to offer is from his faith.
该隐呢, by implication, 就是没有这个心态。
And so Cain did not have that.
那我们怎么知道这个事情啊？
How do we know that?
这个是新约圣经的解释哦。
And so this is where the New Testament explanation.
新约圣经写希伯来书的作者是谁？我们不知道。
So in the Hebrew and we don't know the author, but this is what he wrote.
这个作者呢就说呢，哦，因为呢信心啊，因为亚伯献祭的时候带着信心，所以。 比该隐没有带着信心所献的祭更美。
So by faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith he was commended as a righteous man.
因此呢，就活到了这个神的赞许。
And so he was pleased that his offering pleased God.
神就亲自悦纳了他的礼物了。
So he was pleased with his offering.
啊，这个是第二个解释。
And so this is second explanation.
第一个解释是祭物的问题。
The first one have to do with the offering itself.
第二个祭物解释是心态的问题。
And secondly, talk about his faith.
意思说呢，如果亚伯是用信心来献这个地的出产，神一样是接纳的。
So if Cain actually has the same faith, even from the ground, and God will please as well.
如果该隐没有信心献地的祭物呢，是不是就是献这个羊也是不被接纳的。
And so if Cain actually even offered the flocks, that even without the faith, that was still not pleasing
to God. 我认为呢，我们读圣经呢，最好这个用我们的脑子啊。
So when we read the Bible, we've got to use our brain to think about it.
最好呢，这个先呢，去把这个头洗一下，洗脑，洗脑啊，用党的想法。
So we might need to have some brainwash first.
用党校的做法洗脑。
And we need to really brainwash first.
那么洗过脑之后来读经呢，比较不洗脑读经要好一点。
And so sometimes you really need to have a clear head to read the Bible.
每个解释有它自己的好处不好处，你要想清楚。
Each explanation has an advantage.
不识字的老人他读经的时候没有这个想法。
And so if you don't know and cannot read, then your thinking is different.
你读过书，神花了这么多的时间来训练你，你却不用呢，那就是你的问题了。
And so if you will educate, but if you don't want to use it, that's your problem.
第一个问题是一个祭物的问题。
The first has to do with offering.
第二个解释是一个心态的问题。第三个解释呢，完全不是这个想法。
And the third one is totally different.
这个是我读一本书叫《The Beginning of Wisdom》啊。
And I read this book as a 智慧的开端。
这本书呢，在这个大概十多年前呢，我发现有这本书。
And I found this book about more than 10 years ago.
这个是一个犹太人写的。
And it was written by Jewish.
哎呦，我觉得呢，这个写的真好啊。
And he wrote very, very well.
你如果要读这个《创世纪》，我相信你应该读这个《The Beginning of Wisdom》。
And so, but if you want to really study Genesis, you need to read this book.
我在教会里面讲这个事情的时候呢。
When I talk about this,
很多人呢就说犹太人不是得救的人。
And very people say, oh, Jewish are not saved.
他们没有基督的这个拯救。
And they do not have a salvation.
为什么要他读他的书？
Why you want to read his book?
你知道呢，这个我在教会偶然会讲到，一年大概今年讲过了六次了，还讲六次道。
And I have been speaking on the pulpit about 6 times this year.
我开始在教会里面讲道的时候，反对的声音是很强烈的。
And there was a lot of opposition noises.
因为呢，我解释的圣经呢不是权威性，是这样讲就是要相信。
And people say because of the way I explain Bible does not have authority.
我讲的是客观的，我说有三个解释。
And so my explanation is very objective. There's a
你要喜欢一个解释很好。
And if you like one, that's fine.
但是你需要有理由。
But you have a good reason.
好，第三个解释怎么解释呢？
So what's the third explanation?
他说啊，神没有看中该隐的礼物，是没有立刻看中该隐的礼物。
And so the God did not look favor with Cain's offering. That means that did not immediately look favor.
他不是以后都不接受他的礼物。
And it's not because the later he did not accept his offering.
他只是暂时没有接纳他的礼物。
It's only the temporary he did not.
哎呀，我觉得这个解释啊，就开了另外一条路了。
And so that explanation actually opened another door.
他解释呢，就给你有一个新的途径可以去探索这个经文。
So you have a way actually you can really think about it.
圣经需要解释哦。
And so in the Bible, we need to have good explanation.
好，那你说为什么神当时没有立刻接受该隐的礼物呢？
So why the God did not look favor with Cain's offering?
解释的理由，其实 Beginning of Wisdom 没有这样讲，这是我的解释。
And this is my own explanation, it's not from the book.
神没有立刻接受该隐的礼物，因为神要给该隐一个试炼啊。
And so there's a possibility that God...did not look favor his offering because he might want to give him a test.
因为他问题太多啊。
Because he has a lot of problems.
所以神要给他一个机会来造就他。
And God want to help him to give him that opportunity.
如果你这样读圣经的话呢， 你会发现的，圣经有别的途径，你可以去探索的。
And so you can explore this way.
如果你读的圣经是一个解释的，那你就没办法解决这种的问题了。
So sometimes if you only have one explanation for those kind of complex issues, then you will not have an answer.
当然，每个解释有好处，也有坏处。
So each explanation has advantage and disadvantage.
如果是一个祭物的问题的话呢
？So if it's the offering issue.
那么圣经没有讲咯。
So the Bible did not say it's an offering issue.
你要加入你自己的理解了。
So if you want to add your own explanation.
所以这个是第一个不好的地方。
And so that is not a good thing.
第二个不好的地方呢，立位记的里面有别的记呢，是神所接纳的。
And so in Deuteronomy, and talk about there's other offering God really was pleased.
别的地方讨论的祭物呢，不是献羊，是献地里面出产的东西啊。
And it's not talk about the offering from the flock, actually talk about the produce from the soil of the land.
所以呢，如果是祭物的问题呢，那你就不能解释这其他的经文了。
So if it's the offering, then you cannot explain that why the God Deuteronomy God was pleased with the produce from soil of the land.
确实 Deuteronomy 有，但是这个是 Leviticus。Leviticus 的里面第二章第六章呢讲到呢素祭呢是地里的出产。
So Leviticus talk about the grain offering.
生命祭呢就有献出熟的果子了，二十六章。
So the Deuteronomy talk about the first produce of the soil of the land.
所以呢，你如果说呢是祭物的问题，那你不能解释为什么神接纳人在其他的地方向地里的东西献出来。
So if it's an offering issue, you won't be able to explain why the God talked about he was.
但是你在华人教会里面，你不能这样问问题的。
But you cannot ask the same question in the Chinese church.
我曾经去某一个华人教会，中国人的这个神学院去上课。
And one time I went to a seminary class.
文章写出来也都是不合格的。
And so I was.Looking their paper,
因为呢，我不接受他的理由，我把我自己的想法说出来呢，他就打个大咔嚓说不合格。
And so because I was trying to share my own thoughts, then I got a bad grade.
所以呢，这个如果你说呢，如果你听这个牧师讲说呢，这个哦，因为是羊，所以神接纳。
Because the God was pleased with the king's offering because
the sheep. 你如果提出来问他说，那立位记里面、生命记里面所讲的怎么解释？
And how do you explain the Deuteronomy?
他就请你以后不要再来他的教会。
And he said, "Don't come to my church anymore."
好，那么所以呢，第一个这个解释呢，有很多的缺点了。
And so there, you know, there's a lot of weakness in the first explanation.
第二个这个解释呢是心态的问题。
And second is talk about his heart.
这个呢是新约的解释。
And so this is from New Testament.
那你说呢？这个新约解释我们就要接受啊。
And so you said because New Testament, so we need to accept this.
问题呢就是新约的解释呢，这段经文里面没有说啊。
And but for this passage, you already give a very clear answer either.
你不能说呢，这个亚伯是因为信。
And because the Abel is from because he has faith.
该隐是因为不信
，and Cain did not have faith.
你就很，你也是要把自己的想法加进去了。
And so you are adding your own thinking.
神暂时没有看中的，这个是最简单，而且圣经里面没有讲的都可以接纳了。
And the third one is the God did not.Was temporarily did not look favor.
那你说圣经也是没有这样讲啊
？And so it's not the Bible did not say that either.
你神没有说暂时他不接受
，and so he did not say he did not accept temporarily.
那我们怎么讲这个解释可能啊
？So how do we think this explanation is possible?
我们只能从下面神对该隐说的话来解读了。
So we can only read what the God said to Cain, try to find the explanation.
所以如果你买的圣经是版本不一样的，下面的经文就没有了，那你就没办法读的了。
A different version of Bible, you might not be able to understand it.
神暂时没有看中。
And so if this explanation, God did not look favor temporarily.
因为呢，神后来啊，之后啊，用主动去找这个该隐，而且用温柔的语气来该隐跟该隐说话。
So later, actually, the Lord actually came to Cain and talked to him very gently.
因为这样的缘故呢，我相信呢。这个解释是对的。
Because of that reason, I think this explanation is really possible.
第六节,
and so that's in verse 6.
耶和华对该隐说, 你为什么生气?
Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry?
你为什么沉下脸来?
Why is your face downcast?
你看啊, 有时候神跟我们讲话,
and very often when God said to us,
也是用讨论的方式而不是 而不是用教导的方式的,
he's not just teaching us, he's discussing and communicate with us.
他要该隐去想一想,
and he wants the Lord, wants the king to think about why are you so angry?
为什么沉下脸来?
Why is your face downcast?
该隐想一想的时候就说, 因为我觉得你爱亚伯比爱我更多。
For Cain, he feels that you favor Abel more than me.
这样的话呢, 他就能把他心里这个苦毒说出来了。
So if he is able to say that, he can bring his bitterness out.
他能够把这个苦毒说出来, 这个就是医治的第一步了。
And if this is the first step of healing, if he is able to talk about his bitterness.
所以我相信呢, 神是用这个机会来想要教导该隐一些的事情。
And so I'm sure that God is using this opportunity to teach him a few things about Cain.
所以神要该隐去思想跟反省。
So God wants him to really think about what is wrong.
一般我们不容易思想跟反省的。
And very often we don't want to have inspect.
但是呢, 某些事情发生之后呢, 你就会用这个机会来反省跟思想了。
And when things happen, we really need to think about what went wrong.
该隐不想他自己心里的苦毒,
and Cain did not want to really accept his bitterness.
神用这个机会来请他去想,
but the Lord said to him, ask him why, want him to think about it.
然后呢, 第七节, 第八节,
and so the verse 7 and 8
跟下来的哦, 它是一个 conversation 啊,
and so that's not a conversation.
这个一个的对话呢, 是, 神对该隐的说话其实是圣经里面呢到了这个第四章第五章里面最长的一个对话。
And this is actually a very long conversation between Cain and God.
神跟该隐说话比他跟亚当夏娃说话更多。
He spent more time talking with to Cain than when he spoke to Adam and Eve.
神没有跟亚伯说话。
And God did not speak to Abel.
最少没有记载了,
at least it was not recorded.
他却, 圣经却记载, 神对该隐说了很多的话。
And so but the Lord has spoke a lot with the king.
好,
to Cain.
第一个, 要他想,
he's the first he wanted to think about.
你为什么生气?
Why were you so angry?
你为什么沉下脸来?
Why is your face so downcast?
神没有骂他哦,
and God did not scold him.
神没有教导他不应该生气。
And he was not even teaching me you should not be angry.
人不应该生气哦,
and he
did not say,
he never say you should not be angry.
他要你想为什么生气。
He wants you to think about why are you so angry.
对他说啊, 你若做得对啊,
and so but the Lord said to him, if you do what is right,
在这个时刻, 在你 的祭物没有被接纳的时候做得对。
And so even though the offering was not accepted, but if you do what is right,
now, 现在, 你如果能做对的事情,
so now is you do things right,
岂不能够仰起头来吗? 岂不就能够叫你不生气而且被接纳吗?
So that you maybe be accepted because that you, when you do things right,
你如果做得不对呢?
But if you're not doing things right,
罪就伏在门前啊,
so the sin is crouching at your door,
罪要控制你,
and it's desire to have you,
你需要制服他,
but you must master it.
啊, 所以呢, 你看啊, 神给他另外加一个机会啊,
so God is giving him another opportunity.
如果你现在做得对,
if you do things right now,
你就可以被接纳了,
so you may be accepted by God.
如果你做得不对呢,
but you do not do things right,
那罪就要跟上来了,
the sin is going to crouch over your door, at your door.
那么斯可夫的圣经呢,
Scofield's Bible,
就说呢, 哦, 神的意思是, 如果你现在另外献那个祭, 献羊给我,
and so his interpretation is, if you offer a sheep to me now,
那么你就被接纳了,
and you will be accepted.
如果你不接献羊给我, 罪就来控制你。
And but if you don't offer the flocks of the sheep to me, the sin is going to crouch at your door.
我们不详细讨论了，但是呢，明显呢，这个就是加更多的东西进去这个经文里面了。
And so actually, this is the interpretation adding more stuff into it.
最简单的是，神说，如果你现在反应是对的。
And the God's teaching me if your reaction is accurate or correct.
我还是可以接纳你的。
I will be still accept you.
如果你现在反应不对的。
But if you not do things right.
意思说呢，你现在如果照你的生气去做错的去杀人啊。
So if you act upon your anger to kill people.
那么这个罪要控制你哦。
And so that your sin is going to crouch at your door.
你一定要制服这样的一个罪的诱惑。
You have to master the temptation from the sin.
如果你把它解释成另外先那个技能，这个对话就不 make sense 了。
But if you try to explain, it's offering another offering, and it's wrong.
他说，如果你现在反省你自己的内心
，and you inspect your heart right now,
你了解你自己。
And understand yourself.
你在我的面前悔改。
And you're willing to confess.
承认你自己心里面这个嫉妒跟比较是不对的。
And recognize the jealousy and the comparison, competition is wrong.
你用我的爱来整理你内心的苦毒。
And manage your bitterness through my love.
你是可以被接纳的。
And you'll be accepted.
如果你现在不去处理你心里的愤怒
But if you do not manage your anger
你去杀人
and you go to kill someone
那的话呢这个罪就要来控制你了
and so the sin is going to control you
你的罪就越来越多
and you're going to have more sins
你的矛盾就越来越大
and you have a bigger conflict
所以呢你要制服的是你心里这种的罪的意念、啊、
and so you have to master those desires
不是去献另外一个祭、啊、
it's not try to offer another
offering 所以你看呢解解释圣经呢，跟人对自己跟神的认识是有很多的这个关系的、哦。
And so the Bible is just, there's a lot of interaction between man and God.
所以呢，这个神就提醒这个该隐。
So the Lord actually remind Cain.
你要反省自己。
And just really think about what's going on.
你要抓住先进的机会。
And you want to capture this moment.
在没有接纳神没有接纳你的祭物的时候。
Before God accepts your offering,
你要做对的回应,
you have to do things right,
做对的事情,
and do the things right.
如果你这样解读, 我觉得呢, 就是最直接, 最能够这段经文帮助你的。
And this will really help you, is the most direct way.
好, 那么, 为什么神要暂时不接纳该隐的祭物呢?
So why God did not accept his offering temporarily?
我们说这个是一个考验, 神的
考验。 And some people said that may be a test.
这个考验呢,就是给你一个难处。
And give you a difficulty.
给你一个难题。
And give you a test.
看你如何回应。
And to see how you respond.
这个呢,是神给我们考验的理由。
And sometimes the reason from the Lord.
那神有时候是这个考试的这个考官。
And so God sometimes is the judge for some who taking a test.
但是呢，有时候也可能是魔鬼的。
And sometimes maybe it's from Satan.
圣经呢，有时候讲说呢，魔鬼给你一个试探。
And so sometimes we talk about a temptation from Satan.
有时候呢，是自己的里面的欲望所造成的。
And sometimes our own the desire.
雅各书呢就说呢是你心里的这个情欲造成你这个试探。
And so in James talk about is it your own desire?
其实呢你要知道呢圣经的里面啊这个 test 是一个字的。
And so in the Bible actually test is the one word.
不管是神给你还是鬼给你还是你自己给自己都是一个 test。
Doesn't matter if it's from the Lord, from the Satan, or from yourself. It's the same word.
可是呢，不是为什么呢？这个翻译圣经的人呢，就把它变成两个字。
And very often, but in the people translate the Bible, actually turn to two words.
如果是神来的，就把它翻成是试炼。
And so it's coming from the Lord. Talk about trial or test.
如果是鬼来还是自己来的，把它翻成是试探。
It's from self or from Satan. We use the temptation.
我在教会里面九十六年。
I've been in church for 96 years.
明年就是九十七年了。
I've been 97 years.
啊，你们不相信，那我没办法说服你。
I cannot convince you if you don't believe me.
我在教会里面九十六年，不是花了多少的时间在查经的时候，大家辩论。试探是什么？试炼是什么
？And how many times I've seen people are argue about what is the temptation
哎呦，这个真是一个很困惑的事情啊
！It's a very puzzling issue.
如果大家都是不识字的老人
，If you don't cannot read，
那这种讨论呢，还是勉强可以接受的
，and maybe can be accepted.
可是你们都是高级高等的知识分子、啊、
，But since you're really well educated.
这个讨论的水平这么低呢，就是不能接受的。
So we cannot accept it when you're using this different word, by even though it's the same word.
所有无论是从神还是鬼还是自己来的，都是考试。
And so it's the same word. Doesn't matter from God or Satan or from self.
无论这个是在新约在旧约都是一个字的。
It's the same word from Old or New Testament.
旧约用的是希伯来文是一个字。
And so in the Old Testament is Hebrew, it's the same word.
新约用的是希腊文，也是一个字。
And so from the Greek in New Testament is the same word.
所以呢，这个是一个考试。
And so that means a test.
考试来考你的人可能是神。
And this test maybe is coming from God.
有时候可能是鬼。
And sometimes maybe from Satan.
有时候可能是你内心的挣扎。
And maybe it's a struggle in yourself.
其实是同样一个字啊。
It's the same word.
你搞清楚了这个问题，你读圣经就比较另外开一条路了。
And so that will open the door once you understand it's the same
所以,
word.
所以神对该隐说
So what Cain, the Lord said this to Cain.
现在你碰到不如意的事情。
So now you have something disappointing.
这个不如意的事情就是你的祭物没有被接纳。
Because I did not have a favor with your offering.
你因此就失望、生气、嫉妒了。
And so you became disappointed. You get angry and jealous.
这是一个考验。
And this is a test.
你应该如何回应呢
？How do you respond?
你继续失望、生气、妒忌吗
？And do you want to continue to be disappointed, angry, and jealous?
还是你借这个机会来了解你自己
？And or you can use this opportunity to understand yourself better.
然后来改变，靠着神的能力来改变你的内心。
And through God's strength and then to change yourself.
我认为这个是神考验该隐最好的解释。
And so I think this is the best explanation because God wanted to test.
为什么他不考验亚伯了
？Why didn't he test Abel?
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是我相信很可能因为该隐比较复杂。
And because I think maybe Cain is more complicated.
亚伯比较简单啊
And Abel maybe it's just a little simple.
所以神花时间在该隐的身上。
So actually, God actually spent time on Cain.
神跟该隐说：“你的回应如果是合神心意的
，And so if you respond is pleasing to me,
你就可以仰起头来了。
Then you can raise your head.
你仰起头来就证明你已经通过这个考试了。
And that means that you passed this test.
你考过这个试了。
So you passed the test.
如果你现在做的不对，你继续妒忌。生气呢
？So, but if you do not think do right, continue to be angry and jealous.
那你就失败了。
The you will be failed the test.
罪呢就来控制你的内心了。
So the sin is going to control your heart.
所以我觉得犹太人的解经啊，真是有深度的哦。
And there has a lot of deep meaning from this interpretation.
该隐的难题与压力。
So Cain's dilemma and the pressure.
该隐呢要维护自己的维护自己特殊的身份
and Cain wanted to really maintain his status
他很需要被接纳被认同被肯定啊
he wanted to be recognized and accept
if you got nothing to lose 如果你什么都没有那有什么所谓呢
and so if you don't have anything lose so you don't care
你自己是需要维护很多的你所有的你就需要被接纳被认定被认同了
But if you want to maintain your special status, you need the recognition and acceptance.
他特别有一个觉得自己需要比弟弟有更好的表现。
There's a very deep desire. He needs to be better than his brother.
所以他不能失败的。
So he cannot fail.
一般解读该隐的故事不是从这个角度来读的。
Very often people do not look this perspective from this angle.
有人呢，有许多的人认为呢，这样解读圣经就等于把心理学引到圣经的里面来。
And very often people say if we explain like this, it's bringing the psychology into a Bible.
黄维仁呢，是我的朋友。
黄维仁 is a friend of mine.
他常常去讲这个婚姻的讲座，爱的讲座。
Very often he talk about the love and marriage the workshop.
他每次看到我的时候
，Every time when he see me，
他都抱怨了。
He complains.
他说啊，每次他讲，就有人批评他是把心理学带到这个圣经里面来。
Every time when he give the workshop, people complain or criticize him to bring psychology into Bible.
我听说最近在一个中文的基督徒的杂志上面有一个很大的辩论啊。
And there's a very big debate in a very Chinese magazine, Christian magazine.
我们能不能把心理学带到圣经里面呢
？Can we bring psychology into Bible？
那一边就当然说是可以啊
，and the one side say yes，
另外一边说不可以
，and the other say no。
他觉得心理学呢是人为的
，and because psychology is from human，
是人的小学
，and is the basic principle。
基督徒不应该去碰心理学的
，so we cannot even touch it。
这种的批评不单是王维人有啊，我也常常很多人这样告诉我
，and so those criticisms are very common。
我们能把心理学引到圣经里面来吗
？So can we bring psychology into Bible？
他们认为呢，这个是一个不属灵的解释。
Because that is not spiritual explanation。
我们的重点应该在讨论说，为什么该隐要去杀人
？And so the focus should be is why Cain want to kill someone。
我们不是要去讨论该隐的心态。
And we should not talk about Cain's mentality。
那么我也不能说服你啊
I cannot convince you
如果你是这个看法的话我不能说服你
I won't be able to convince you if you think that
我只是希望你从另外一个角度来看圣经
I just want you to look the Bible through another angle
因为从另外一个角度来看圣经呢会给你有新的出路啊
And it will open a new way for you
这样的人啊这样解释圣经觉得呢是不应该把心理学带进圣经的解释呢同样也是忽略基督徒心理挣扎的人
and people who deny to bring psychology into Bible is very often overlook the struggle among Christians
所以整个华安教会呢就是不侧重在心灵里的分享的
and very often that's why the Chinese community the church do not really focus on the sharing
注重的是行为上面对还是错
and the only focus of your behavior is right or wrong
不是注重你心里面怎么感受的
and don't really care about your feeling
这个是从你怎么读圣经就可以带出来的后果
and so that how you read the Bible that bring the result
我们呢今天有第二代的教会弟兄姐妹在我们中间啊
So now we have the second generation Christian among us
可能是第三代第四代都不一定啊
Maybe the third or fourth generation
这些人的挣扎一般都是华安教会里面忽略的
And very often we neglect their struggle
也不愿意去认同的
And we don't have identify the issues
造成很多的悲剧啊
And it actually caused a lot of tragedy
造成很多的痛苦没有被解决
and cause a lot of pain that without having resolved the problem
造成很多的人离开教会
and cause a lot of people left church
这些问题都是教会不愿意面对还是表面来面对的
and how the church is not willing to face those problems or superficially facing the problem
理由就是因为他们解圣经不是从一个宽大的角度来解释
And so they will try to explain the Bible from a very open-minded mindset.
也因此呢，不注重人心里面的感受。
And do not kind of neglect people's feelings.
今天海外华人年轻人的压力是很明显的。
And so you know the young generation, they have a lot of pressures.
要争取成就啊。
They need to be, have an achievement.
都是父母的这个成就想要加在小孩的身上
and the parents have a very high expectation to their children
你如果到 Boston 你到 Cambridge 去
so when you go to Boston Cambridge
Boston 有个区叫 Cambridge 啊
so Cambridge in Boston
那么不是剑桥啊不是这个英国的那个剑桥啊
and so it's not from England but it's in Boston
你去 Cambridge 的时候呢，有个饼店呢，是西饼店呢，是很多人去买西饼的。
There's a Western bakery that very popular.
这个西饼店的开店的人呢，是一个华人，一个女孩子。
And owner is a Chinese female.
她是哈佛大学毕业的。
She graduated from Harvard.
她毕业的时候啊，毕业典礼上面完了之后
，After her graduation.
她把她的袍子脱下来
，She took off her robe.
她把她的帽子脱下来
，And she took off her hat.
送给她的父母
，And offered to her parents.
她跟她的父母说
，She said to her parents,
你要我读哈佛大学成功
，You want me to go to Harvard. You're successful.
是你的意愿
，So that's what you want me to do.
不是我的意愿
，But that's not mine.
那么现在我读完了
Now I'm finished.
我就把我的成就还给你了
So I'm giving my accomplishment
因为这个是你的
Because this is what you want me to do
所以呢我就现在还给你了
So I give it back to you
以后我要做我喜欢的事情
And from now I'm going to do something I want to do
不是你要我做的事情
Not what you want me to do
我所希望做的是开一个Bakery shop.
And what I want to do is to open a bakery shop.
这个 bakery shop 现在很成功。
And so this bakery shop right now is very successful.
几年前呢，报纸上面，美国人的报纸上面写这个故事。
And so actually, a few years ago, American newspaper talked about the story.
当然，他们不太了解中国人里面的这个父母对小孩的压力是怎么样的。
But they very often they do not understand the Chinese parents have such high expectation on their children.
今天许多人想要做的事情不是他自己想要的。
Very often the children do what want to do things is not they do things is not what they want to do.
很多父母对他的小孩说，别的事情我不要你管，我就是要你学习。
And very often the parents will say to the children, I don't want you to worry about anything else, I just want you to study.
所以这个成就是这个要成功的压力在小孩的心里是一个很大的压力。
So it became a lot of pressure to the children.
我不能说这个一定不好。
I'm not saying that's wrong.
但是呢你要了解这个压力带来的结果。
But you have to understand the result of those pressures.
父母、社会、朋友、自己都施压力。
And so the parents, the society, and the friends, they yourself give a lot of pressure.
我的同事啊，我的助手在辅导一个大学生的时候这样告诉我。
So my colleague was giving the counseling and one time told me this.
他说这个女孩子告诉他说呢，他父母从来没有给他压力的。
And she said her parents never give her any pressure.
那这个我的辅导就我的这个同工就说，那不是很好吗
？So the counselor said, isn't that great?
那你就没有这个痛苦了。
So you don't have any pain.
他说你不了解啊。
But you don't understand.
他不给他我的父母不给我压力。
My parents don't give me any pressure.
是因为他觉得我是没有前途的。
Because she feels I have no future.
他的压力都放在我姐姐的身上
Because all the pressure they have is,
因为他们觉得我的姐姐非常有希望啊
And so they think that her sister has a lot more future
她能够成就啊
So she will accomplish a lot
你不知道啊我的父母不给我压力是因为他们觉得我已经是没有希望的
Because my parents have no hope on me So they do not give me any pressure
你看啊做中国人的小孩啊不容易的、哦、
So you know, it's very hard to become Chinese
父母给你压力你觉得是一个痛苦
Because the parents give you the pressure Then it is a pain
父母不给你压力又是一个痛苦
And if they don't give any pressure It's not an issue
所以呢这个是一个很你要听听他们的心里的想法、哦、
You have to listen to their heart
第二个要他们的需要是被主流社会白人的社会的接纳
and to accept by the mainstream
这个我就不讨论了
so I don't want to talk about it
第三个他们没有这个沟通的技巧、啊、
and they do have no skill about how to communicate
中国人的青年人这个学校最近不是在讨论为什么这个哈佛大学被控诉了
and do you know why they've been talking about why Harvard been sued
为什么哈佛大学被控诉理由就是因为哈佛大学认为呢华人的这个人进来呢这个不合他们的条件、啊、
And because Harvard feel the Chinese student did not qualify what they were looking for
那么其中一个呢就是因为华人的这个第二代呢不会沟通的
And one of the reasons is the second generation of Chinese don't know how to communicate.
他不把心里的话告诉你的。
And they do not tell you what they think.
你看他脸上都没有表情的。
And you look at them, they have no facial expression.
你不知道他心里在想什么。
You have no idea what they're thinking.
所以呢，这个就他不要这样的学生。
So they don't want students like that.
所以华人的小孩需要学习沟通。
The Chinese, children need to learn how to communicate.
把心里的感受说出来啊。
They try to express their feelings.
我最近从香港回来哈。
I just came back from Hong Kong.
香港呢是唯一纪念六四的一个地方。
And Hong Kong is the only place that I remember.
全世界已经没有别的地方纪念六四了，只有香港。
So other places never remember in China, 六四 64.
只有香港是纪念六四的。
So the Hong Kong still remember it.
今年呢有10万人呢去这个。抗议这个六四的事情啊
，and so there's a strike. A talk about 100,000 people
demonstration. 这个有个 demonstration 去 protest against how June 4 was treated in China. 那么政府呢就说没有，哪里有十万人，不过3万人而已。
And the government totally denies there's 100,000 people. Said only about 30,000.
你看照出来的图片呢，我想10万是可能的了。
And so if you look at the picture, definitely probably there's 100,000
people. 无论怎么样啊，只有香港还在纪念六四的。
And so the Hong Kong still remember June 4th.
我再这样讲六四，你们知道我在讲什么吗？不知
道
就算了啊，没关系的啊，没关系，不知道就没关系的哈。那么香港的报纸呢，去访问这些曾经在六四里去这个。抗议政府的人。
And so the Hong Kong newspaper actually interviewed the people who were doing the protest on June 4th.
他们中间很多人说啊，我自己的小孩都不知道什么是六四。
And it's very often their own children say their own children did not know what's June 4th.
我到北京去的时候。
When I went to Beijing.
我请一个学生带我去看这个六四的地方。
So I asked a student to take me to where happened on June 4th.
在北大里面去看这个六四这个三角地啊。
So you went to that triangle in Beijing University.
那么这个学生呢不知道六四是什么。
And actually student have no idea what
was June 4th. 他完全不知道为什么我去看这个地方。
And he have no idea why I want to go to see that place.
好，那么这些人也去问这些人说为什么那小孩不知道六四是什么了。
So why people say ask you, so why your children don't know it?
他说我们说不出来啊。
Because we cannot express it.
我们心里面这种的痛苦啊讲不出来啊。
Our pain inside, we just cannot express it.
我不想要把我心里的痛苦加在我的小孩身上。
I don't want to add any pain to my children.
中国人呢是这样的
，and this is what Chinese people do.
不把心里的话说出来
，and do not speak what's inside.
其中一个理由就是不要它变成别人的负担
，and do not add a burden to others.
这种保护是好还是坏，你自己去决定。
This protection is a good or bad. You make a decision.
问题就是呢，你不把心里的话讲出来，家里面没有沟通，你的小孩就不会学这个了。
If you don't talk about, there's no communication, and your children cannot learn.
我相信在中国不沟通是一个好处。
And in China, maybe not communicate is a good thing.
在中国以外的地方不沟通都是一个坏处。
And outside of China, if you don't communicate, there's an issue.
只有在中国里面这个是一个好处。
And maybe in China is a good thing.
如果你小孩你不沟通，你的小孩也不沟通，这个我相信呢，在他。人生的里面是一个缺陷啊。
And so you know it's going to be a weakness if you do not communicate and your children don't know how to communicate.
因为他不会把心里的感受说出来。
He can never express.
那你说为什么你知道了
？And so he said, "How do you know?"
我知道的理由就是有些时候我也看这个中国人的学生的。
And very often because I see Chinese students as a psychiatrist.
你觉得呢？他们很困难的，要他们把心里的感受说出来是个很困难的事情啊。
Sometimes it's very hard for them to talk about their feeling.
第四个需要寻找自我。
And so they need to find the self-identity.
你问他说你喜欢什么，你不喜欢什么，他们有时候说不出来的。
And you ask what do you like, what you don't like, they cannot even tell you.
他们所喜欢的是他父母要他喜欢的。
And because what they like is what their parents want him to.
是他们的祖父母要他们喜欢的。
It's from their grandparents.
他们所要成就的是他别人在他们身上想要他们成就的事情。
What he want to accomplish is from other people's expectation.
一般我们说呢，这些的期盼呢，是你自我的一部分。
And so those expectations coming from is a part of you.
你怎么定位你自己
？How to identify yourself?
你自己身份是什么，这个都是有关系的。
And so that's all related.
这样的话呢，所以呢，寻找自我是一个困难啊。
And so seeking the self-identity has become very difficult.
所以今天海外华人青年人的压力最少有四个。
And so there's at least four pressures.
第一个要争取成就。
And to need to be accomplished.
只要学习。
And just only study.
第二个需要被主流社会接纳。
Being accepted by the mainstream.
第三个需要学习沟通。
They need to learn how to communicate.
第四个需要寻找自我。
And need to seek the identity.
传统文化的里面注重的是群体。
And the traditional only focus on a community.
没有这个注重个人。
They do not focus on the individual.
没有沟通的语言的。
And so they do not have ability to communicate.
啊，中国的这个语言，你看这个。很多的书呢都讲说中国的语言不是一个感情沟通的语言啊。
If you look at the Chinese language, very often in the book, they talk about they do not express emotions.
没有一个语言，没有一个感情的语言，那这个不单是中国的问题了，这个在很多东方的文化的里面没有感情的名词的。
And so in the, that's a very common, besides in China, it's very common in Asian, they do not have a terminology for emotions.
那我认为呢，你要在美国生存呢，那就是需要学的。
And this is something you have to learn if you want to survive in this country.
这个是海外华人青年的压力。
That's overseas pressure.
但是华人教会不愿意讨论这种问题。
And but the Chinese church do not want to talk about
this. 因为这个不是一个属灵还是圣经的问题。
Because it's not a spiritual thing or a Bible issue.
他们说圣经哪里讲这种事情。
And so Bible, where does the Bible talk about?
圣经没有讲科学。
And science does not talk about, Bible does not talk about science.
圣经也没有讲心理学。
And does not talk about psychology.
很多人呢就把圣经变成是科学的教科书。
And so people use the Bible as the textbook of science.
把圣经变成是心理辅导的教科书。
And use the Bible to become biblical counseling.
那出很多问题的哦。
And then there's a lot of issues.
这个是我们教会所需要面对的事实啊。
And this is the facts that we need to face from our church.
他们认为就是要讨论的话呢，也不能从心理学的讨论。
And even you want to talk about, you cannot come from the psychology point.
你只能从圣经的话语来讨论。
You can only use the Bible verses to talk about it.
基督徒不应该从心理学来看人生。
We cannot need to not look our life.
心理学是世界上面的小学。
And the psychology is the basic principle of the world.
我希望你知道，其实这个只是一个角度跟层面的问题。
There's a different angle and different level to look at things.
我昨天已经讲过了，我说圣经呢是讨论 why and who 的。
And in the Bible last night we talk about Bible talk about why and who.
是一个意义的问题。
And talk about meaning.
科学呢是一个 how and when 的问题。
And the science talk about how and when.
这个是机制的讨论。
It's a mechanism discussion.
我知道我这样讲呢，很多人就说这个太简单了。
And so you really simplify it.
无论怎么样了，我们从简单来开始。我相信这两个想法是正确的。
And so I believe those two thoughts are correct.
所以圣经与科学只是不同层面的讨论。
And the Bible and the science is from different level to look at it.
神有两种的启示的。
And God has two revelations.
他用圣经来启示我们。
And through the Bible.
他用大自然来启示我们。这个是神不同层面的启示啊。
And different level to reveal to us.
圣经从意义的层面来讨论。
And from the Bible talk about the meaning.
神用圣经来告诉我们人生意义、世界意义的问题。
So the Bible talk about what's the meaning of life and the world.
用大自然来讨论机制的问题。
And so through the nature talk about mechanism.
不同层面并不矛盾的。
And it's a different level, but do not conflict with each
other. 他们解释的问题也不一样的。
And so when the explanation is different.
他们解决的问题也不一样的。
And the solve the problem is different.
我说呢，最简单的一个例子就是死亡了。
And so let's talk about death.
你说呢，死亡。有两个角度哈，我说呢，从科学，从大自然有个角度，从圣经有个角度。
Through the Bible and the nature and also science of different angles look at it.
好，死亡原因是什么
？And what's the reason of death?
圣经的理由说人犯罪堕落。
Because the man fall.
离开了神，这个就死亡了。
Separate from God,
科学呢说不是这个想法。
And so the science is different.
科学说呢，死亡的定义是因为末端体缩短了。
And so actually the DNA is became shortened.
那这个 chromosome 呢，这个染色体呢就死亡了。
So the chromosome died.
Chromosome 死亡呢，这个人就死亡了。
And so you died.
所以呢，圣经的角度跟科学角度是不一样的角度。
So biblical explanation is different than science.
但这两个不矛盾的、啊。
But they are not conflict with each other.
你说呢？圣经没有讲末端体，
so,
所以呢，圣经的解释是唯一的解释。
And so the Bible even didn't talk about chromosomes, so that the Bible is the only way to explain it.
你说要怎么讨论这种事情啊
？And how do you discuss?
因为呢，绝大部分去做牧师的人并不是科学背景的人。
And so majority of the pastor may not be coming from the science background.
不是科学背景的人，你跟他讨论科学呢，他根本不是你就说什么。
So if you talk about scientific,
这个是很麻烦的事情哦。这个是一个教会里面很麻烦的一个事情啊。
And this has been very troublesome on the church.
今天我们教会里面的会众很多是科学的。
And very often we have a lot of scientists.
但是他们听的讲道完全不注重，完全不尊重这个科学的。
They do not respect the science.
好，那么死亡的本质呢
？What is the
nature
of the death？
圣经的解释说，死亡呢是定义在人关系上面的。
And the definition has to do with the relationship with God.
From a perspective of relationship.
Right.
这个是四个层面的定义死亡。
And so there's a four different level talk about death.
人与神的矛盾。
And there's a conflict with God.
第二个是人与人关系上面的矛盾
and conflict between man and man.
第三个是人与环境关系的矛盾
conflict between man and environment.
第四个是人与自己关系的矛盾
conflict between self.
所以呢这都是从关系来讨论死亡的
and talk about relationship.
科学不是这个角度的
but the science is different.
科学的角度是生理的活动停止生命就死亡了
and talk about physiological activity stopped.
如何解决呢如何解决死亡的问题了
Then how do you solve the problem of death?
圣经说呢，悔改重生，生命更新是解决的问题。
So through the Bible, say you have to renew and confess, and so your life will be renewed.
我们能够与神的关系更新了，我们这个走上了生命的道路。
So we reconcile our relationship with God, so our life is renewed.
然后呢，我们跟人的关系也改变了。
So our relationship with man will be improved.
然后我们看自己也不一样了。
And we look ourselves will be different.
我们看环境不一样，这是
关。And the environment is different.
这个是关系的更新啊。
And it's talk about relationship renew.
科学不从这个角度讨论。
But when science doesn't look at this way.
如果他讨论这方面呢，也是这个。边缘上面的讨论。
And even the science approach is pretty on the periphery.
他说呢，如何来解决死亡
？And how to resolve the death issue？
他说呢，你如果能够把这个末端体啊，这个 telomere 来修补的话呢 ，repair the telomere， 那你就可以不死了。
If you can repair the telomere, then you will not die.
那现在科学呢有三个答案哈、啊，怎么来修补这个 telomere？ 有三个答案。
So there's a three solution to repair.
很不幸呢，跟中医呢是完全没有关系的。
And had nothing to do with Chinese medicine.
好、啊，它第一个呢是锻炼，要去你去锻炼了。
So the first one is actual exercise.
它的根据是什么呢
？What's the basis？
他找了这个六十个有这个前列腺 prostate cancer 的人
so they have found 60 people with prostate cancer
另外找六十个没有 prostate cancer 的人
and another 60 people without、
啊、你看、啊、这个是科学的问题、哦、他找的是男人、啊、不找女人的
so they only look for the men not the women
那现在呢很多讨论、啊、说呢这个科学证据只能用在男人身上不能用在女人身上是有道理的
and so they can only use apply for men、
啊、无论怎么样了无论怎么样他叫这六十个男人有癌症历史的六十个男人没有癌症历史叫他们去锻炼每天锻炼两个小时
so they asked those 120 men exercise 2 hours every day
那么锻炼的人呢就怎么讲你说呢你叫他们去锻炼 但是呢，也可以说呢，那你不要锻炼，也可以不锻炼，这样，所以呢，这个就有比较了。
And so they have a comparison. Some people actually and doing the exercise, some people don't.
结果呢，这个锻炼的人啊，五年后去查他们的肌肉面的长度。
And so after 5 years, there was people who actually exercise two hours a day. They measure their telomere length.
这个锻炼的人五年后比五年前这个肌肉面长了5%。
And so actually the telomere actually gained about 5%.
不锻炼的人呢，五年后这个肌肉面呢是，哦，反过来，对不起，不锻炼的人呢，五年后这个肌肉面短了5%。
And so the telomere actually for people who did not exercise was a 5% shorter.
锻炼的人五年后呢，这个肌肉面长了30%。
And people who exercise, then actually the telomere
actually gained about 30%. 所以我们知道呢，这个锻炼对长寿是有好处的。
So we know it has the exercise good for longevity.
你说我不要活太久，那你就不要锻炼。
And so if you don't want to live very long, you don't need to exercise.
好，第二个呢是营养。
And secondly is nutrition.
我们就不讨论了。第三个呢是压力。
And talk about pressure.
压力呢？少的人活得比较长
and for people who has less stress live longer
压力大的人活得比较短
so people who has more stress live shorter
应该这样讲压力你能够控制的人比较活得长
so if you're able to control stress you live longer
压力你不能控制的活得比较短
if you cannot control stress
you live shorter 好那么这个现在是我们知道的以后知道什么我不知道啊现在呢我们这个科学答案是这样
and so this is the answer from the science
你一定要从这个角度来看人生的了。
So you need to look from those angles.
圣经有它的看法。
And so the Bible has a special.
科学有它的看法。
And science how the.
这个呢是肌肉面，红色那段叫肌肉面啊，这个是
chromosome。
那我们就不详细讨论了。你看啊，出生的时候呢，这个肌肉面是2000个 base pair。
So the when you were born is the telomere
8000。那8000个 base pair， 对不起。8000个 base pair， 什么叫 base pair？ 我们不讨论啊。出生的时候 telomere 很长啊，这8000个 base pair。
Very long, about 8000。
到你们的年龄35岁了。
So when you're 35 years old。
你们这个年龄啊。
Your generation。
35岁的时候呢，你的 telomere 已经缩短到3000了。
And actually, you were down to 3000。
为什么呢？因为这个磨损的问题啊。
And because there's a destruction。
跟灵性没有关系的。
Nothing to do with spiritual。
到你父母的年龄。
And once you reach your parents。
就变成1500个 telomere 的 length。
Went down to like 1500。
啊。到我这个年龄呢，96岁呢，就看不到了。
And so you cannot even see me。
所以你看到呢，这个。末端体呢是随着年龄而缩短的。
So the telomere actually gradually decreases through the age.
你要增加你 telomere 呢，就照我刚才讲的三个原则。
And so if you want to increase your telomere, you go to those three principles.
好，我结束了。
And so I'm going to end.
2019年啊，其实是一个很多考验的一年啊。
There's a lot of challenges in 2019.
世界跟社会大环境。并不乐观。
The world and the society is not very optimistic.
我们的总统怎么讲是他的想法。
And whatever Trump says is what he wanted.
在我们的想法里面呢，世界跟社会的大环境实在不乐观。
And it's not very optimistic in our society.
个人跟家庭，你无论从哪个角度来看，都有很多难处啊。
So individual and the family has a lot of difficulties.
有些说得出来，有些说不出来。
And some people are willing to share, some people are not.
而且这一年的里面 ，randomly 哈、啊，随机的，有些人会得病，会失业，感情关系上面会出问题。
Randomly, people will get sick and lose the job and have a relationship problem.
有些人会失恋，有些人会离婚等等啊。
And some even people may be divorced.
当然，有些人会结婚了。
And maybe people get married.
有时候我们为啊问问说呢，为什么神不喜悦我？我难道做错了什么事情吗
？And sometimes we're asked the why God's not favor with what I'm doing. What did I do wrong?
为什么我的生命里面这么多的困难呢
？Why have so many difficulties?
让我们来思想神对该隐说的话。
So let's think about what God has said to Cain.
你为什么生气
？Why are you angry?
你为什么沉下脸来
？Why is your face downcast？
如果你现在做的对
，If you do what's right，
岂不仰起头来吗
？Can you just ask you？
如果你做的不对
，But if you do not do things right.
罪就伏在你的面前啊,
sin is crouching at your door.
他要控制你,
he desires to have you.
你却要制服他,
but you must master it.
这个是考验的问题啊,
and this is a challenge.
考验是一个危机,
and this can be a crisis.
也可以是一个契机,
can be an opportunity.
我们呢要想一想啊,
and we really got to
照考验中做对的事情啊,
and we have to do the right thing during the challenge.
我们来看今年是一个机会,
and this year is an opportunity.
你看你怎么看一个事情是很重要的哦,
so
你看这个是一个机会,
and this is an opportunity.
是一个考验的时刻,
and this is a test.
神 希望你能够经历2019年是一个亲近神的机会。
2019 will be an opportunity for you to be close to God.
是经历神的机会。
And to experience Him.
如果你没有认识神的话, 我需要你接受神。
If you have not accepted God, I really wish you to know Him, accept Him.
我希望你跟神一起走。
And walk with Him.
我们在这个2019年的里面来仰望神，依靠神，来亲近神。
And look upon the Lord and to be close with Him.
我们来对自己有反省跟思想。
To have self-inspection and really meditate.
需要的时候我们来悔改。
And when it's needed, we need to confess.
我们的 repent, 我们来悔改。
And we need to repent.
我们要记得神对这个 该隐的话,
and we need to remember what Lord said to Cain.
你为什么难过?
And why are you downcast?
你为什么沉下脸来?
And you really downcast.
你应该借这个机会来反省跟思想。
And really think about it and then what went wrong.
我们应该学习在团契跟小组的里面有分享跟同心的祷告。
Through small group, we need to share and pray together.
这个是一个更新的机会啊。
This is a renewed opportunity.
如果我们碰到的难处都是自己一个人走的,
if we have a difficulty that we just walk by ourselves,
那我们就失去了这个做得对的机会了。
And we lose opportunity to do things right.
如果我们能够在小组的里面有扶持、有分享、有聆听的，
and we need to encourage and support through the small group,
然后有同心祷告的，
and to listen and pray together,
那这个就是我们更新的一个机会了。
This is an opportunity to renew.
我们能够学习去关怀我们旁边的人，
and learn to really care for people around you.
我们去聆听跟祷告，
and listen and pray for them.
这个又是一个更新的机会哦。
And that's a renewed opportunity.
特别在我们灰心、失望、沮丧的时候， 我们去抓住神啊。
And we were discouraged, disappear, and then we really really hold on our Lord.
尽可能不要封闭自己，
and do not isolate ourselves.
不要把自己孤立起来。
Do not isolate ourselves.
我们应该借这个机会看这个是一个考验。
And through this opportunity, think this is a test.
我们来亲近神。
And to be close to God.
来学习分享。
And to learn how to share.
来学习关怀。
And to learn how to care.
这个就是神要我们今年做的事情了。
And this is what God wants us to do in 2019.
如果你觉得神不爱你，
if you think God does not love you,
如果你觉得神不 喜悦你，
and he's not pleasing to with you.
如果你问很多为什么的问题，
if you ask a lot of why,
我希望你从这个角度来看今年。
And I really want you through this angle to look.
我希望你从这个该隐的故事的里面得到这样的教训。
So Cain's story to learn some lesson.
好，我就停在这里。
Thank you.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你自己在今天跟我们的话语。
And dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your words.
我们盼望说我们能够从圣经的里面学到的东西是可以用在我们每天的生活里面的。
And we can apply what the principles through Bible.
求主叫我们能够有一个更新的心态。
And so we have a mentality we want to be renewed.
我们能够从不同的角度来看事情。
We can look things through different angles.
我们能够在彼此分享 关心聆听的里面 来学习，
we can learn and through sharing and listening.
主啊，我们求主祝福这个教会，
and we continue to ask you to bless this church.
叫我们在你里面能够成长，
and so we can continue to grow.
我们这样祷告奉主的名求，
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.